From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In South Korea, divers are recovering more bodies from the ferry that sank last week. The death toll is now past 50, but about 250 are still missing, many of them high school students who had been on a holiday trip. Reporter Jason Strother is in Seoul.
Overnight, divers were finally able to make some ground in getting into the sunken ferry. They've been retrieving well over a dozen bodies. The death toll now, the confirmed death toll is close to 50, but still there are hundreds still unaccounted for. However, now, 4 days since the ferry sank, it's clearly becoming more of a recovery effort than a rescue effort.
Jason Strother reporting there from Seoul. Divers have pumped air into the ferry in case there are survivors. There are reports of an armed clash in eastern Ukraine today. Both the Ukrainian and Russian governments are reporting a gun battle at a checkpoint set up by pro-Russian insurgents near the town of Slavyansk. Casualties are unclear, but the Ukrainian Interior Ministry says one person was killed and three wounded. In Pakistan, officials fear the death toll will rise in the crash of a bus into a disabled flatbed trailer. At least 36 people are confirmed dead and 20 others injured. The cause of the crash is unclear, but police say one side of the road was closed at the crash site because of construction work. Newly released documents reveal that General Motors waited years before recalling Saturn Ions with defective power steering systems. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports that the news comes after GM's long-delayed recall of 2.6 million of its vehicles with faulty ignition switches.
After receiving thousands of consumer complaints about power steering failures beginning as early as 2004, General Motors finally recalled more than 300,000 Saturn Ions a few weeks ago. Documents on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website also show that the government regulator opened an investigation more than 2 years ago, but it did not initiate a recall after finding the problems caused 12 crashes and 2 injuries. A GM spokesman declined to speak to NPR about the newly released documents, citing instead a recent statement by GM's new vice president of global vehicle safety, Jeff Boyer, who said, quote, "We have recalled some of these vehicles before for the same issue and offered extended warranties on others, but we did not do enough." Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
In the resort town of Jackson, Wyoming, crews are back at it, assessing damage and resuming work to shore up an area affected by a slow-moving landslide. But assistant town manager Roxanne Robinson says experts think they're only buying time.
My understanding is that they do expect that part of it will continue to collapse.
Officials say the slide has slowed somewhat after accelerating this weekend, has sheared one home in half, and is threatening others. You're listening to NPR News. A cargo ship operated by the private company SpaceX is due to dock shortly at the International Space Station. It's the company's latest shipment to the orbiting outpost under a contract with NASA. Easter services are being held in Christian churches around the world today, including the Cathedral of Christ the Savior in Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin among those in attendance at the Vatican. Pope Francis led Easter Mass under sunny skies in St. Peter's Square today after presiding over an Easter vigil last night in which he baptized 10 people. A basilica in Orlando, Florida is holding 8 Easter Sunday Masses to accommodate all of its worshipers. The church is near Disney World, and as Amy Kiley of member station WMFE in Orlando reports, the church is expecting thousands of tourists.
The Basilica of the National Shrine of Mary, Queen of the Universe, hosts about 35,000 Catholics on Easter Sunday, and none are church members. Tourists started the ministry at Disney World before funding the basilica. Director of Operations Gina Schweigerach says on Easter Day, the shrine needs a tent for overflow crowds.
People from all over the world, all over the nation, gather together in one place. And for that hour, you're not people from all over the world. We're a Catholic community sharing in the body of Christ, which is amazing.
The church and tent have about 3,700 seats. Still, nearly 1,800 people stand during the busiest Easter Masses. For NPR News, I'm Amy Kiley in Orlando.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.